June 14th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Get a Move On. Abide in Me, John 15:4. In the matter of determination, the Spirit of Jesus is put into me by the atonement, as I said before, at one meant. Then I have to construct with patience the way of thinking that is exactly in accordance with my Lord. God will not make me think like Jesus. I have to do that myself. I have to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Quote, abide in me. In intellectual matters, in money matters, in every one of the matters that makes human life what it is not a handbox life. Am I preventing God from doing things in my circumstances because I say it will hinder my communion with Him? That is an impertinence. That's really not appropriate. It does not matter what my circumstances are. I can be sure of abiding in Jesus in them, as in a prayer meeting. I have not to change and arrange my circumstances myself. With our Lord, the inner abiding was unsullied. He was at home with God wherever His body was placed. He never chose His own circumstances, but was meek towards His Father's dispensations for Him. Think of the amazing leisure of our Lord's life. When we keep God at an excitement point, there is none of the serenity of the life hid with Christ in God about us. Think of the things that take you out of abiding in Christ. Yes, Lord, just a minute. I have got to do this. Yes, I will abide when once this is finished, when this week is over. It will be all right. I will abide then. Get a move on. Begin to abide now. In the initial stages, it is a continual effort until it becomes so much the law of life that you abide in Him unconsciously. Determine to abide in Jesus wherever you are placed. That's the end of the message. Over the course of time, we all tend to develop habits. Habits of how we worship God, habits of how we have our own spiritual, personal time. Some call it quiet time. Others a prayer closet. Whatever you call it, it is your time to spend time alone with God. Over the course of our lives, we establish patterns of how we live our lives by calendars, appointments, scheduling, and order our lives responsibly according to those predefined activities. We tend to put God in a similar scheduling moment, and oftentimes the quiet time or the personal time of devotion with God becomes a rather mundane activity. We many times will approach God, read a devotional booklet, read a little bit of scripture, pull out our prayer list, pray for a few folks, and then go about our day with the expectation that because we spent time doing those particular activities, the rest of our day will be blessed and we will feel especially close to God and especially useful to God and maybe even produce some fruit for God. However, the contradiction of God's love in that is that God's love is all about relationship. Our quiet and personal time with God should be about a focus on the relationship. Going back to the Garden of Eden, it was all about relationship. God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, and they had a holy conversation about what was going on, respectively in heaven and on earth. It was unhindered, unsullied, as the word Oswald Chambers uses from time to time. The bottom line is, relationships are about spontaneous action and reaction to one another, an interchange of thoughts and emotions. To change our way of meeting God in our personal time to the point that we are as in tune with God as Jesus was, such that we're not concerned about where we pray because we are always in a spirit or attitude of prayer. So even if we're in the midst of turmoil, disaster, or flood, can be at absolute peace in a sense of oneness with our Heavenly Father. Oftentimes in disaster, we run to our friends and family and clutch them. We hide in cellars together. We take shelter. And we comfort one another. When the storms of life come, we really have that option with God. We can simply flee to Him and run to Him and let Him be our protection from the storms of life. The unfortunate piece is most or many Christians, maybe most Christians, don't realize over the course of time how mechanical their personal private quiet time has become and how much they have drifted from probably the first love they had when they came to the point of salvation and realized their need for a Savior and turned to the loving Savior of the world. To change our habits after years and years of sameness takes effort. And as Oswald is saying, we have to expend the effort to change the patterns from the natural human patterns to the divine patterns, following the heart of God. It will take time. Change the patterns. If you are spending time in your personal space and spiritual space with God and come away dry and empty, unsatisfied, then what you are doing is not what God is desiring, because He wants us always to come away with a sense of affection, a tremendous expectation, and a knowledge and an assurance that we know that everything that God brings into our lives is about our good. He wants to bless us at all times. So begin to change your thinking and your habits and your quiet space. Be quiet more, be still more, listen more, read less. You've probably read enough of the Word of God to preach 1,000 sermons by now. So let the Spirit of God draw those scriptures from your mind into your heart and apply the understanding of the Spirit of God to those truths, to those scriptures, to those words from God. Let Him speak. Do less speaking and more listening. You can even suggest you try prostrate on the floor, nose on the carpet or on the hardwood floor, whatever your floors are made of, doesn't matter. Just get down in a position of absolute humility. It has an amazing effect. Christ did that for us more than once. And He certainly did that all the way to the bottom of the greatest emptiness possible. Sacrifice Himself completely for us.